Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, praise and worship team. Amen. Hallelujah. God is faithful. Amen. The Word tells us in Joshua, we're going to talk about being encouraged today. Amen. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke unto Joshua, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Arise, go over this Jordan, you and all the people, to the land which I give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that I have given unto you, as I said unto Moses. Verse 5, there shall not be any man be able to stand before me, before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you nor forsake you. Verse 6, be strong and of good courage. Be strong, be encouraged. For unto this people you'll divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Again, he says in verse 7, only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do all according to the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Don't turn to the left, don't turn to the right. Why? So that you may prosper wherever you go. Verse 9, have I not commanded you? And again he says, be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid nor dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. So discouragement comes into our lives to keep us from the promises of God. Because discouragement causes us to become stalemate, so to speak. It causes us not to be able to move in any direction if we allow it to. Psalms chapter 27, verse 14 says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. The Passion Translation reads it as, here's what I've learned through it all. Don't give up. That's my word to somebody today. Don't give up. Don't be impatient, but be entwined as one with the Lord. Be brave and courageous and never lose hope. Keep on waiting. Yes, keep on waiting, for he will never disappoint you. The word wait in the Bible carries the idea of confident expectation and hope. So today's message of good news is there is yet hope for the discouraged. Amen. There is yet hope for the ones that are discouraged. There is a hope for the ones who feel as if it's time to throw in the towel and quit. But I want to encourage you to pick up the towel and throw a whooping on the devil. Tell him, swat him like flies. Tell him who you are and who Jesus is in you, and it's all about him anyway. Amen. So there's a word for somebody today that your breakthrough is here. Amen. You're breaking out of what was into what is. Woo! You're breaking out of what was into what is. One of the things we said tonight, said Wednesday night in prayer, is we're not praying for something that's not already there. Everything that you pray for is already there. So what God is saying to you, pray and believe and trust me into manifestation of that thing that's been promised to you. You understand what I'm saying? We're not trying to pray. We're not praying to try to make something happen. Jesus made it happen at the cross when he said it's finished. You know, it's like I've said, haven't said it for a long time, that he's just looking for somebody to come into agreement with him. Somebody that says, Lord, this is your word. This is your promise to me. Yeah, I may be discouraged right now, but joy comes in the morning. Amen. Be of good cheer. So there are times in life when we need someone to step in and say to us, take courage and take heart. So maybe you're facing a situation today, an overwhelming situation, an uncertain future, an ongoing health challenge, or your children and grandchildren are doing opposite of what you've raised them and how you've raised them. And maybe it's something God's called you to do and you're not sure about and it seems impossible. But in the midst of all that, it's easy to get discouraged and begin to wonder why and begin to ask why. And I found out that when I began to question God and I began to question why, it opens the door for confusion. Because then it makes you want to look at everything then and try to justify it out and try to figure it out. So don't ask why. Don't begin to ask the questions why. And I'm reminded of an old song. Do you have any rivers you think are uncrossable? Do you have any mountains you think cannot tunnel through. God specializes. God specializes in things thought impossible. And he does the things that others cannot do. And you know, that's what, when we get discouraged because maybe people aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing, or maybe our children aren't, or our grandchildren, or situations, we can't change it by being discouraged. You know, instead of being discouraged, be encouraged by it. That God's ready and he's up to do something about it. Amen? And his glory is going to be shown in that situation. So, you know, she wants to either frown or smile. Well, why not smile? It takes less muscle, from what I've heard, to smile than it does to frown. Amen? And you get a lot of wrinkles up here later on. So, I've come today to be that step-in person and to give you the word and hope of encouragement today, to take up courage. Psalms 31:24 says, "Be strong and take heart, all you hope in the Lord." So all of you who are hoping in the Lord, how many of we got hoping in the Lord? Well, he says to you today that if you're hoping in the Lord, to take courage, because your breakthrough's here. Hallelujah. I see it coming from the left, from the right, from the north, east, south, and west. There's nothing that can hold back God's plans and purpose for your life. When you choose to stand up and say, "Lord, this is your word to me. This is your word concerning me and my household. This is your word concerning me and my church. This is your word concerning our pastors. This is the word that's concerning those of you out there," that God is breaking through for you. He is the great breakthrougher. Amen. Hallelujah. So be discouraged is to simply to be disconnected from courage. You know, discouragement is just a displacement of courage. Amen? So discouraged means having lost confidence, enthusiasm, or disheartened. And courage in the Bible is also good cheer. As in when Jesus gave the command to his disciples who saw him walking on the water coming toward them. The Greek word translated courage and good cheer simply means boldness and confidence. So he's saying you today, be bold and be confident. Take courage. And even as he told Joshua, you know, be bold and be courageous. I've already given you the land. Now it's from here to there. There's going to be a lot of giants in between, but you keep pressing. And you keep pressing forward, amen? And don't quit, and you will receive your manifestation of your promised land. Psalms 27:14 says, "Wait on the Lord, be of good courage. He will strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." Now, waiting is not going home and sitting down and not do nothing. Amen. That word wait, I read one time, is like a waitress in a restaurant serving. You're supposed to be serving in the house of the Lord. You need to be witness. You need to be believing and trusting God. Amen. And it goes on to say we know the word carries the idea of confident expectation and hope. And just as God told Joshua, I want to tell you today, be strong, vigorous and very courageous. Don't be afraid, neither be dismayed. Sometimes when we get discouraged, we look at situations and we can become dismayed because we can't figure out how it's going to work out. And Lord knows we want to know, right? We want to know what's going to happen, how it's going to happen, when it's going to happen, who it's going to happen through. Amen. But he says to you today, don't be afraid, don't be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you. And he will make streams in the desert. Amen. So this is a word of rise, arise. There's a new day dawning. Look, behold, I am doing a new thing. Let go of the old and embrace the new. For it is in the new that my blessings flow. No room in the old wineskin. Make room, yes, make room for the fresh wine from heaven. Come and draw near to me, for it is in my heart. It is my heart that I want you to see. No longer be held back of how you want things to be. When things of life don't work out as you have expected it, when things turn in a wrong direction, when my promises to you seem long time coming, don't allow the spirit of discouragement to steal your joy. Seek me and you will find me. I say to you, my sons and daughters, I will indeed show you the way, for I am the way maker. Don't allow the dread of tomorrow steal your joy of today. Rest in my presence and rest in my peace. For in due season you will reap if you do not lose heart. Ha. Rest, for in due season you will reap if you do not lose heart. You know, when things of life don't work out as you expect, it's easy to become discouraged. But God's saying that's just a curve in the road. You know, when you go around the curve in a road and sometimes you drop off, the best way not to overturn is to hold on to the steering wheel and ride that thing out. I've done it more than one time. But what happens when we bounce off the road for a little bit, we want to go, woo, We got to straighten that car out. That's the worst thing you do. You're going to take a tumble. And sometimes in life, we take a tumble. Why? Because sometimes the road does get curvy in life. And sometimes our life does go off the side of the road a little bit. I want you to encourage you to hang on and let Jesus take the wheel. Amen. And ride it out. How long? I don't know. But he said that I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll be there with you. Amen. So don't overcorrect when things come along in life to cause you to become discouraged. Don't correct. Don't correct it. Just write it out. Amen. Just write it out. So the Holy Spirit has been sent to encourage us in times of discouragement. You know, we talk about Jesus being with us in the name of Jesus and God being with us and seeing the goodness of God. And sometimes we don't talk enough about Holy Spirit. Amen. Sometimes we don't talk enough about what the role of the Holy Spirit is in our lives and how that we can call upon Him and how that He walks beside of us. And I want to read you a story first that this person could have become discouraged, and I'm sure that you've heard it before. And at the age of 7, he had to go to work to help support his family. At age 9, his mother died. At 22, he lost his job as a store clerk. At 23, he went into debt and became a partner in a small store. At 26, his partner died, leaving him in huge debt. Age 35, he'd been defeated twice while running for a seat in Congress. At one point in his life, he wrote in his journal that he struggled with great depression and could not see any reason for going on with his life, but he did keep going. His faith was strong. At 37, he won the election for a congressional seat. 39, he lost his bid for re-election. And at 41, his 4-year-old son died. At 42, he was rejected for a position as a land officer. 45, he ran for the Senate and lost. At 47, he ran for the Senate again and lost again. At the age of 51, for those of you over 50, I want to tell you, it's not too late. He's going to renew you. Hallelujah. He was elected president of the United States. During his presidency, there was a great civil war and his country broke apart. During his second term of office, he was assassinated. Abraham Lincoln. His name lives on as one of the greatest people in United States history. We only have a little while on this earth, church. We're just passing through. We need to make an impact while we're here. We may have lost one, we may have lost two, but God says you're going to regain more than you've ever lost. Amen. That you're going to reap in due season if you faint not. So don't give up when you lose a few. It may be meant for you to lose a few. Because we got everything we wanted and everything we prayed for, we'd be in a mess. Amen. But God knows what's best for us. Amen. And He'll take what messes we make and make a message out of them. Amen. To encourage somebody else, because we're all called to be encouragers. Amen. So when the storms of life come and the circumstances and the situation seems impossible, it causes a disconnection, interruption in the flow of the holy power in your life. You know, when a storm comes through at night and you look over at the clock and it's not the time that you thought it was, you just don't go back in bed. We'll just forget it. It's not really 5 o'clock. It's only 2. You're going to be late for work. But so what do? You just go reset the time to the time that it's supposed to be. And that's what I'm hearing the Holy Spirit say. He's resetting the time for some of you all. You think you've lost ground, but He says, I am resetting the time for you. You may look at your life and you may think it's over, it's done with, and the time is lost. God says, I'm going to redeem the time for my people. I'm going to, for some of you have labored, and you have labored, says the Lord. And God says to take rest in me, for I am indeed resetting the time for you. And your future is going to be more prosperous than your past, because you are learning to walk in the purpose and destiny that I have called you into, says the Lord of grace. So I say, take courage, be bold, and even as it has been spoken to you, be very courageous. Be very courageous, for I'm leading you into a new place, says the Lord. And in this new place, there's going to be much favor, much favor. So take heart, take courage, for I am resetting the time for you, says the Lord. Amen. Amen and amen. So when discouragement comes into our lives, and we tend to want to withdraw. Have you ever got discouraged or even discouraged on Saturday and said, well, I'm not going to church tomorrow. I'm just too discouraged. You know, things could change overnight. You know, it doesn't take but just a little a word or just a little something to change your whole attitude about something. Amen. So discouragement comes when we tend to want to withdraw. The more we withdraw, the more the flow slows down. One of our clients called early Wednesday morning. I don't feel good, and she's originally off on Thursdays. That's her day off during the week. I don't feel good today, so I'm not coming in Friday. I said, okay. You're not feeling good today, and you're not coming in Friday. You going to be feeling bad Friday too? I don't know, but I might. So just because you're feeling bad today, it could change before you leave here. Amen. It could change before you leave here. Hallelujah. Well, I guess I'll come on in. I said, that's probably a good idea. When you get here, you'll feel better, and I'll have you some hot coffee when you get here. She don't like coffee, so she didn't like that. But she came on in, and she was fine. Amen. So you came on to church at times when you didn't want to, but you're just fine. You're going to leave encouraged. Amen. You got to see the person sitting next to you. You got to see me. Amen. So therefore, you are in a blessed place. Amen. So Psalms 46:1 says, God is my refuge and my strength, a very present help in time of trouble. You know, God, this is another translation. God, you're such a safe place and a powerful place to find refuge. You're a proven help in time of trouble. More than enough and always available whenever I need you. Amen. He is a very present help in times of discouragement. Amen. The Bible says in Isaiah, he says, I am he who will sustain you. I have made you and I will carry you. I will sustain you and rescue you. That's another promise of the word. Amen. Isaiah 46:4. So be encouraged by the Holy Spirit today. In Acts chapter 9, we read, it says, but the church was strengthened and encouraged by Holy Spirit. And that's what I was saying a while ago. Sometimes we don't talk about Holy Spirit enough. It says the church was strengthened and encouraged by Holy Spirit. They had just went through a difficult time. Stephen was martyred and all these things were happening. So they had every reason to be discouraged. But it says the church was strengthened and encouraged by Holy Spirit. So it's talking about the church. And John 14:16 says, I will ask the Father and he will give you a counselor, another counselor, to be with you forever. It says, verse 17 says, the last sentence, but you know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. You have Holy Spirit within you to overcome and to walk alongside you in the times that you are discouraged. Amen. So God's promises to you is the same. In the Bible, it's the same for us today because he is the same God. And he never, ever changes. So here was Joshua given this task to lead the Israelites into the promised land after Moses' death. And Joshua was called to fill the shoes of a mighty man of God. He had used to bring the Hebrew nation out of bondage. It was now his responsibility to claim the land that had been promised to the Hebrew people some 500 years earlier. So where did Joshua get his courage? God encouraged him. And that's where you are going to be encouraged today. It's because God is with you, Holy Spirit is living in you, and Jesus is for you. Amen? So God spoke directly to Joshua, encouraging him, go ahead and enter to the promised land. It's already there. Yeah, there's going to be giants that's going to try to hinder you. That's going to try to take your blessing away, but you keep going. You keep going. So the words were, I will give you every place where you set your foot. Nobody's going to be able to stand up against you. I was with Moses, so I'll be with you. Just as God raised Pastor from the dead, he can do the same thing for you, the dead things in your life. Amen. He's no respecter of persons. Amen. So he says, just as I was Moses, I'll be with you. And then we go on to read where he says, be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. And there's more encouraging words that God used to speak to Joshua. He said, God began to choose his words carefully. And he would use words because he knew they were the words that Joshua needed at that time. And that when God speaks to us, there are words that he knows that we need at that time. Amen. That we need at that particular time in our life to encourage us. So Joshua got up, told the leaders of Israel to get ready, for in 3 days they would cross the Jordan and take possession of the promised land. Amen. And I believe that for you today, that you're going to see a manifestation of God's promises to you in this coming week. Amen. You're just going to open the mailbox. You're just going to see somebody on the street, somebody on your job. It may be just a word. It may be money. It may be something that it says, don't give up. You've got this. I know that's what the doctor said, but let's go back and let's remember what the word said. Amen. So after God had encouraged Joshua, he then began to have something rise up within him. God, if you called me to it, you're going to see me through it. Amen. So he said to take possession of the promised land. So God gave Joshua courage to be encouraged. Amen. Because of the courage he gave him, Joshua became encouraged. And God promised Joshua that he would be with him all the days of his life. So I've come to encourage you today, be of good cheer. There's nothing overtaking you that God or ever will, that God hasn't already taken notice of. And the great thing about it, he's already got a plan to get you out of it if you just trust him. He already knows, and it's like I said, we're not praying for something to come into existence. We're praying for it to be manifested. Amen. And then we become demonstrators of that manifestation of what God has already supplied. He has already healed you. The devil's trying to convince you you're sick. Amen. But by the stripes of Jesus, the word says that you are healed. Hallelujah. The word of God says you were prosperous. I don't have but 2 nickels to rub together. I don't care. He can take those 2 nickels and make a million out of them. Amen. But why? Because he is that kind of God that takes care of his children. Amen. So you did not call yourself. You didn't save yourself. So therefore, you can't qualify yourself for the blessings of God. Amen. He blesses us because he's our Abba Father. So be encouraged today, for the one that has called you has qualified you. And the scripture we read a while ago in John chapter 14, Amplified Bible says, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter, counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, and standby. Why? That he may remain with you forever. But you know and recognize him, for he lives with you constantly and will be in you. He says, another comforter. Another is a Greek word, A-L-L-O-S. The kingdom dynamic says, another one besides another of the same kind. The word shows similarities but diversities of operations and ministries. Jesus' use of this word, A-L-L-O-S, for the sending another comforter equals one beside me, an addition to me, but one just like me. So he said, I've got to go back to my Father. But I'm not going to leave you here to be discouraged, to be poor, broken, miserable, and to be discouraged all the time. And I'm going back to my Father, but I'm going to leave you something that has come to live inside of you. That's the power that's inside of you today. Amen. And he will do in my absence what I would do if I were physically present with you. Jesus says, if I was physically present with you, but I'm not, but you have one living inside of you that is, and that comes alongside of you to help you in life, to help you through this life. He said, I would send the Spirit to us to be our counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, and standby. What more could you want? Amen? So one who is called alongside has the idea of someone who encourages and exhorts. Amen. The one that encourages us along beside of us. Amen. Hallelujah. We have got a power pack living inside of us. Amen. So I want to read you a story about an example of the national of how the Spirit operates in coming along beside of us. Let's see if I've got this on the back of this. I may not have it all. Okay. There was a competition, and this particular person, the last name was Redmond, he was determined to win a gold medal in the 400-yard yard running. His father was in the stands watching him. And during the semifinal heat, Redmond was leading the pack and only 175 meters away from the finish line, his right hamstring suddenly popped. And he fell to the ground as all the other runners raced past him toward the finish line. Once again, his Olympic dream had been snatched away from him. But Redmond was determined to finish the race. He got back on his feet, started hobbling towards the finish line. He was in visible pain with each step, and it was unclear whether he would even make it. Suddenly, his father got out of his seat in the stands. Whew! I'm telling you right now, Jesus and all the hosts of heaven is watching us. And you are nearer to your breakthrough than you thought. If you have to get there hobbling, if you have to get there crawling, I encourage you to get there. Amen? Because he sees your weakness, and he knows your frailties. Amen? Suddenly, his father gets out of his seat in the stands. He jumps into the track, running past the security guards, comes alongside his son on the tracks, puts his arm around his waist, and encourages him to keep going. And as 65,000 people in the stadium rise to their feet in applause, father and son make their way down the track to the finish line. Derek Redmond did not win his Olympic medal, but with the help of his father, he finished the race. And you know, sometimes in life when we are struggling, we see other people just running past us, and it seems like they're just blessed, and all they got to do is they just speak, and they're blessed, and they're just going, and here we are just hobbling. The father sees that. And he jumps down, and he'll send us all the resources we need to get us to the finish line. Amen. You're in a race. It's not the person that finishes first. It's the person that finishes last, whether they are last or whether they're in the middle or whether they're up the second one. Amen. He's called you to finish and not quit, so we don't quit on Sunday. Now, tomorrow will take care of itself. But today, we're not quitting. Today, we're not giving in. Today, we're still believing. Today, we are still trusting in the one that says, I will provide all of your needs. Amen. So that is a great example of how Holy Spirit comes alongside of us and helps us when something in our life pops out of place and we're not expecting it. Amen. He comes alongside of us and helps us. Let's stand to our feet and pray this morning. Hallelujah. Just lift your hands this morning to the Holy One, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, reminding us today that you live big in us. And we just call upon you as our advocate, as our strengthener, as the one that exhorts us and the one that encourages us not to give up. If we're discouraged by any circumstance or anything in our life, we can be encouraged to know that we can't change it anyway. But we can be encouraged to know that you're right there along with us, Holy Spirit, encouraging us and helping us along the way. And Father, I ask that as you have filled this place today with your overwhelming presence, I pray that we all may leave this place today knowing that we have had an encounter with you. Fill us with absolute assurance of your love for us, knowing that no matter what life may throw at us, you are there to help us to stand. You are present help in time of trouble. You're the one that lifts us up. You're the great encourager. You are the I Am. And whatever we may need of you, we have already supplied. For in you we lack nothing. In you we have peace. Yesterday is gone. Tomorrow is not yet come. But we have today. And in this day, we're going to rejoice. We're going to rejoice in this day. So today we don't quit. Today we rest in your love. Today we receive all that you have for us. And we will continue to praise you. Because there is prophecy, church, hidden in our praise. Hallelujah. There's prophecy hidden in your praise, church. Hallelujah. And I speak God's favor over you today and for the rest of this week. That you are highly favored of the Lord and he has made you the head and not the tail. He has said that you're an overcomer. Hallelujah. No reason to be discouraged when God is for you and not against you. I speak life to the dead things in your life that has caused you to become discouraged. I speak life to those things in Jesus' name. Oh, I thank you, Father, for your visitation today. That we leave this place hope renewed, encouraged, to continue on and not to give up. We walk into this new season with joyful anticipation and expectation. Joyful, joyful, joyful. Rejoicing in you because you have made us more than conquerors. Hallelujah. I speak God's blessings over you, church. Go and have a blessed week this week. Amen and amen.